Well, as we move on down towards the end, let's have a look at some VAT measures. It's been confirmed that the standard rate will return to 17.5% on the 1st of January 2010. The Chancellor had announced that the rate would be extended from midnight to 6 a.m. on the 1st of January for businesses involved in New Year celebrations, so restaurants, pubs, clubs and so on and so forth. But there's the news, standard rates going back up to 17.5%. A lot of commentators are tipping further increases, but, you know, that's a little way off yet. Now, when you've got businesses that are partially exempt or you've got clients, customers who are not VAT registered, then clearly 2.5% is of some interest to them. But there, as you would expect, are a number of anti-forestalling measures in place to prevent invoices being brought in before the 1st of January for payment afterwards, and where the goods and services are actually provided after the 31st of December 2009. Now, areas that we need to think about is what happens, for example, if you had a construction job that spanned the change, and you've got to make sure that the work done before the end of December is charged at 15 and after December the 31st is charged at 17.5. Equally, you'll have problems where invoices are raised in December 2009 for goods and services that will be supplied in 2010. The same issue, of course, applies to deposits. If you were to ask a VAT specialist as to what's going on here, he or she would instantly say, oh, that's a time of supply issue. And of course, there are some very tight rules on the time of supplies. Those haven't changed. And if you want to get a better handle on this, HMRC on its website has actually put a technical note out. They put one when it went down. That's the rate from 17.5 to 15. And they've got another one that deals with the issue in reverse. And that's available now. In conclusion, then, in this pre-budget report, we've had the usual mix of tax measures, some of which are intended to happen now, and many that are scheduled to happen as far away as 2013. The issue, of course, is to what extent the measures will survive a general election, and that's in the future. Is it going to be Alice in Wonderland or Alistair in Wonderland? Cheerio.